ZLK, KO4 HKX.
4ZLK, evening, Patrick.
You on the road now?
I left about 10 o'clock, so getting close to the Georgia line.
Well, I just wanted to check on you and see how you're doing out there. Appreciate you checking in on the net tonight.
I was able to. I'm glad my microphone cooperated. And I'm glad. Sometimes I told you, sometimes I'm sitting in the exact same door every night, and sometimes I can get in and sometimes I can't. So tonight was one of them.
That's good. I'm glad you was able to check in. It helps hearing familiar voices that you're used to talking to.
You did a very fine job. And just so you know, I was drinking a cup of hot tea while you were calling the net. In fact, I'm still working on it. It's a pretty good size cup.
A glass of cold iced tea over here, sweet iced tea.
I know, but when it's cold out, that hot drink tastes good.
Like hot apple cider.
I understand, but that's just sweet, sweet. That's too much. It's good on occasion. It's like a dessert. You can't have that all the time.
Don't drink hot drinks that much, so that's the only one that I will kind of sip on is that way. And I might have it once, twice a year, so it's not like I'm doing it much.
Every year, people start thinking about apple cider and what is that? Stupid pumpkin spice flavored drinks.
If you can have those.
Thank you. I've seen the jokes where they talk about, maybe even heard it on here, talking about the pumpkin spice oil changes and things like that too.
I don't know, I just, everything pumpkin spice, that's just too much. I'm not a big fan of pumpkin pie in general, so I can take it or leave it.
Enjoy a pumpkin pie, but I don't have to have it. If it's there, if a pecan pie is sitting there beside it, I think I'm going to choose a pecan pie every time. Or I might take a slice of each. It just depends on how I feel.
One for the pecan pie.
Always end up talking about food, doesn't it?
It does. And you're always somewhere where you can't do anything about it.
Cooler over here and I've got a few things in it. A banana and some other stuff I've already snacked on a little bit.
Same thing. I got a cooler in the truck that I keep stuff in, or I can go to the refrigerator that is back there that I put stuff in, and sliced apples and bananas and crackers and string cheese or sandwich, something.
I try not to eat a lot at night anyway. I don't stop at a restaurant. I might get a little pack of crackers or something, or I try to bring more than I buy. Or try to bring something instead of buying something. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm the same way. I've got the microwave on the truck, so I try to bring everything I'm going to drink or eat or anything. Because every time that truck has to stop, that's 30 minutes. 30 minutes of wasted time.
What's your plans for tomorrow?
Well, I have a dentist appointment at 1 o'clock, unfortunately. So that's my main priority. May try to go meet my son for breakfast in the morning. And then I need to work on his car. I got to do a tune-up on it and see if we can get rid of the little skip it's got in it. And if not, we're going to have to dig further into the engine and find out what's going on.
Good luck with that. I know that's what you used to do, but I don't even enjoy that anymore, trying to troubleshoot that kind of stuff. And I'm not a mechanic anyway, so it's even harder.
I don't enjoy doing it outside. I like to be able to pull into a shop with my tools and be organized to do it. So this is not my preferred way, and it's easy for me to get aggravated with it.
I've got a little Subaru that got about 260, maybe 270,000 on it, and it hesitates really bad in second gear. It's a 5-speed, and I think it's got a blown head gasket because it sucks the antifreeze pretty quick, and it leaks oil somewhere. Never see it on the ground, but it always goes away somewhere. And now he's wanting to sell it, and he's thinking he's going to get more than I think he's going to be able to get out of it, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm trying to convince him just to let it go for, you know, somebody out there want to work, but I just can't do it, and I don't have the experience, and I don't want to do it.
He's going to sell it. Now would be the time because the car market is dropping down. If you're going to do that, now's the time to offload something, that's for sure.
He's going to get a little busy because now the car is at my place because they moved to a new apartment complex. They don't have the room for it. So I'm thinking about talking to him about just letting me do it and just getting what I can out of it. And I think he's going to try to leave it up too high and not be able to get what he wants out of it.
You gotta watch that, because then you deter everybody from looking at it, and you put it on there for too high, people look at it, and then they see you brought the price down, they still don't look at it.
He bought it, his first car, he bought it when he was a senior in high school. He's now, 23? He drove it for a lot of years, but, I mean, he got his money out of it, that's for sure. It got him around for all those years, and for what he paid for it, he could give it away and still be okay.
Yeah. Some people just don't get it. My dad's that way. He thinks everything he's got's worth gold.
I mean, he's young. He saved up his money and bought that car, and to him, it's still worth at least close to what he paid for in his mind. So, and I understand it. But that's not the way life is with things that depreciate in value.
Yeah, you just, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose on those. I mainly lose on
people. There's one guy I work with. Seems like everything he touches, he turns it into more money somehow, even cars. But generally, and it's not even special cars, just the car he's been driving for a while. Get an offer from the dealership to get it back or something, you know, I don't know, it's just, but it's like that with everything he does, but more power to him. Most people don't have that ability.
I am definitely not one of those. My philosophy on those is buy high, sell low.
Buys and sells old antique signs, gas station signs, metal signs, things like that. He was down in the lower part of the state one time, and he said, we were in a diner, and he had a big sign on the wall. He offered the guy $5,000, and he said he'd think about it. A couple days later, he called me, said he'd do it. He said by the time I got down there and got back to Greenville, I had it sold for $12,000. So, whatever.
I don't have that horseshoe.
Good for that kind of stuff, though. Except this guy's lawyer drove down from somewhere up north. Came down with a trailer. Said, yeah, I'm his lawyer, but I do a lot of this kind of stuff. Making trips for him, collecting these things that he collects and puts in his garage.
If you got that kind of money, you can pay your lawyer to go be your personal pickup and delivery guy. You're not really worried about it.
I wonder what that retaining fee is.
I don't think I want to know.
Signal, am I still good?
I can tell you're getting down there. You got just a touch of scratch with you, but still perfectly readable.
Miles from the weigh station, and I know I lose it somewhere between here and there, and after that, it's just every once in a while, so I'll probably let you go ahead and go. Appreciate you calling me. Again, good night good job on the net. I enjoyed it tonight. And I hope to hear you a lot more on there doing that. That was good. And hope to talk to you tomorrow. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
Be careful out there tonight and stay safe on the roads. Well, I'll try to talk to you tomorrow. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your phone. 7-3.
And and you'll be on at, what, 4 o'clock in the morning? I'll hear you at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Up, or sometimes I'm not on that one. It just depends. If I can sleep, I try to sleep. If not, I just go ahead and get up.
It's your day off. You should take it easy and sleep in a little bit, maybe until 5:30. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
73, KO4HGX.
ZLK, K4GSC.
Well, how'd you do on your test?
Hey, Roger, 95.
I'm not going to be able to hold it another half a mile, so I'm glad you called, and I'm glad to hear. I figured you'd do fine on it, and I was thinking about you earlier today.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll let you go. 73, N4ZLK, K4GSC.
We'll talk to you later. K4GSC, N4ZLK.